Recent years have seen a significant increase in the Hispanic population of Eastern Nevada County as Mexican immigrants have traveled to the resort areas to fill service positions. Many of these immigrant children have been labeled at risk. In fact, the odds of an Hispanic student in the region receiving his or her high school diploma is about 50%. One young educator, Katie Faces, introduced an intensive summer program to help improve the chances of Hispanic at-risk youth in the Tahoe-Truckee area. Called Adventure Risk Challenge, the 6-week intensive pairs rigorous academics with outdoor adventure and survival activities. The students, who tend to be fiercely family-oriented, also spend 6 weeks away from home and speak only English. 10 students entered the program last summer, and all 10 completed it. During that time, they participated in rock climbing and ropes course exercises, wilderness backpacking, kayaking, grammar blasts, and poetry workshops. Aldo told KVMR about his experience.
Well, now I feel like I have more courage. Now when I stand in a group of people, I know who I am. I'm not that somebody that just thinks that I have no purpose in life. Now I know what my purpose in life is to help other people out with their problems.
When you look toward the future, if you can look after, maybe after you get out of high school, when you're a young adult, what do you see yourself doing?
First I'd like to finish school, high school, and then go into college, study being a paramedic, and also trying to get my master's degree. And I want to, after I'm done with school, I want to work in Santa Cruz Fire Department, and I just want to like help people. I have nothing better else to do.
Katie Faces brings a background as an outdoor educator and English teacher to the Adventure Risk Challenge program, a program she designed.
I looked into what the needs of the community were, and I really kept coming back to the need in this community is a program to reach out to Hispanic kids. And I picked in particular the ninth grade, going into 10th grade time period, to make the biggest difference in their life. There aren't that many programs available for kids once they get into ninth grade that are enhancement or special programs. And so I picked that year both because it was a whole, but because it's early enough in their career as high school students to make a difference, to set goals to get to college, to make sure they graduate, to be an advocate for them all the way through their high school careers. I feel totally happy and proud, and it was mostly due to the commitment of the kids and the support of the community, and then also a lot of hard work. It was everything I could have asked for in the first year. We brought community partners together. We gave the kids all sorts of different kinds of experiences, and they excelled, and they had a spark in their eyes, and they loved it.
The Adventure Risk Challenge program is an example of what educators are today calling youth development, which is based on the concept of youth resiliency. Bonnie Bernard, author of Resiliency, What We Have Learned, explains that successive programs such as the one Faces developed is based on three factors. Youth must feel cared for, youth must feel as if others have high expectations of them, and youth must feel involved with decisions and events. Bernard explains where adolescents are least likely to have these needs for success met.
Probably the environment that's most challenging is the school. When we look at our survey data, which we've had now for about 4 years, the school tends to be the environment where young people get report the least amount of caring adults, high expectation messages, and opportunities for participation and contribution. In fact, the meaningful participation component of the survey is abysmally low. It's usually around, for 11th graders, for example, only about 15% of 11th graders say that at their school they have opportunities for meaningful participation. And we operationalize that through three questions: is having doing interesting activities at school, being able to make decisions at school around things like class rules and agreements, and having the chance at school to make a difference. We actually have done research that shows the school's API scores are higher when students report higher levels of these assets. And unfortunately, right now, given all the pressure schools are under, if they don't raise their API scores, you know, they can be put under a state control. They can be taken over by the state. There's a lot of pressure to do it. So there's a lot of pressure to teach to the test, make school less interesting and make teachers less likely to provide care and relationships to the kids when they're so focused on that. But the research shows the most important thing you can do is really to provide that supportive environment in schools.
Bernard Faces and several of the graduates of the Adventure Risk Challenge program will appear on KVMR's Public Planet on November 11th, when they will discuss youth resiliency and their experiences in the Adventure Risk Challenge program.